The summit grew out of about 5 years of work that actually started with an invitation to a number of us who will be at the summit from the King of Bhutan, who wanted us to help him take Bhutan's concept of gross national happiness and make it the basis for international development policy. And so a number of us trekked off to Bhutan, met for a week. In the end, the Bhutanese politics intervened and the International Expert Working Group didn't really come to anything. But the idea stuck with a lot of us. And so we've had a series of meetings in this country, in Europe, in Latin America, on how would you redesign the economy so that it works, as Buckminster Fuller once said, for 100% of humanity. And we've been working in various configurations. There's a group called Alliance for Sustainability and Prosperity, a group called Leading for Well-Being, my group, Natural Capitalism, a number of organizations around the world who have all been contributing to trying to craft a new narrative of an economy in service to life. And it seemed worthwhile to bring as many of these people as we could together to come here to Boulder and have a three-day summit on what would it mean? What would it mean locally in terms of creating a regenerative economy, an economy that builds human and natural capital as opposed to destroys it? And what would a narrative be? What would a story be to counter the current economic story, which most people don't know was invented by 36 men who got together in 1947 and crafted this ideology that we now call neoliberalism? It was based, it turns out, on some flawed science. They assumed that humans are basically greedy, but that's okay, because if all of us being greedy little buggers in what they believed was a perfect market all tried to get ours, it would work out the best for everybody. Now, 70 years later, we know that's not true. All major ecosystems in the world are in decline, some of them in collapse. Many countries are in collapse. We're heading for a cliff, and yet we have all the technologies we need to solve all the major problems facing us. What we have, we believe, is this corrupt, counterfeit story. So obviously the task is to build a new story that works for us all, that is based on the best science. It turns out people aren't at heart greedy. We're caring. We are happiest when we're working together on behalf of something greater than ourselves, when we work in community. And this is nowhere in the current economic narrative, and it needs to be. So we are building a narrative of an economy in service to life.
So who will be some of the participants next week, and what form will it take? Because I've heard it being described as an opportunity to download information and knowledge from these world leaders in some of these alternative economic areas, but also to be able to get knowledge from the grassroots and have both of those knowledge areas meet somewhere in the middle.
Unlike most conferences where you as a participant simply sit and get talked at, this will be at least half of the time in working groups. The people who are coming are as expert in the audience as they are on the podium. The first day, Monday afternoon, starting at about 1 o'clock, we'll kick off with John Fullerton, who is the person who has framed this concept of regenerative capitalism and has set forth principles of what that means. He'll be followed by such people as Dr. Kate Raworth, whose new book, Donut Economics, describes how to have an economy that exists below the planetary boundaries but above the human minimums so that we ensure a high quality of life for all people everywhere on the earth in ways that are sustainable, that are just. She describes it as a safe operating space for humanity, that the sweet spot, and hence donut economics. Then the second day, we'll have a couple of panels and then get right into the working groups. The working groups are based on 10 action areas that we've identified in these meetings around the world as what people think need work done on. And then another 10 areas that local people have suggested, everything from how do we get more electric car charging to how do we build a regenerative agriculture system here on the Front Range, as well as how do we deliver energy, regenerative agriculture for the country. Media, what's the role of media? How do we tell this story? How do we organize a new form of politics? How do we defend democracy and the ballot box? So the whole array, about 20 different working groups that will meet throughout the rest of the summit and put forth the ideas of people in what is typically called the audience. But again, a collection of enormous expertise of people who are coming. And at the end of all of this, we will collate everybody's ideas and begin the effort of building a regenerative economy here along the Front Range.
Is that the future? Do you see that we need to look at localizing and implementing these alternative systems at a local level?
All solutions require competent governance. There's been the neoliberal ideology is that the only role for government is to be small. Some have described it as we ought to drown it in a bathtub, that markets are perfect and therefore leave everything to the market. Well, that 2008 showed us that's not true in finance. And the sad state of our environment shows us it's not true in living systems. But at the same time, while you need a competent national government, state, regional governments, real solutions get implemented in people's houses, in people's businesses, on people's farms and ranches. And so we need both. We need to reclaim democracy, and we need to implement the best technologies that we know how to meet our needs for food, energy, water, housing, healthcare, sanitation, transportation, in our cities, in our communities, in our own homes.